With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. World Series Classic Monday night in Los Angeles. Freddie Freeman hit a home run leading off the bottom of the 18th inning. The Dodgers winning over the Toronto Blue Jays 6-5. Dodgers taking a 2-1 lead in the series. That game lasted 6 hours, 39 minutes. Right at this moment, President Trump is addressing sailors and Marines on board the USS George Washington. Also speaking briefly was Japan's new prime minister. House Speaker Mike Johnson doubling down on the need for better policy for health care as the government shutdown continues.
If you look at it objectively, you know that it is subsidizing bad policy. We're throwing good money at a bad broken system, and so it needs real reforms. The reason it was never appropriate or never possible to be resolved on a simple CR, stopgap funding measure, is because it's very complicated to fix. But Republicans have a long list of ideas.
In the meantime, furloughed Department of Defense employee Humberto Lopez says furloughed workers faced with banks who still want their money.
I mean, my bank told me they're going to put us in forbearance when we miss our first payment, so it is what it is. We'll take the credit hit, and then hopefully this gets resolved, and we all get back paid, and we can, you know, become financially stable again.
Hurricane Melissa is hammering Jamaica as a Category 5 storm. Melissa has been blamed for at least 6 deaths in the Northern Caribbean so far. And there's been no reports of any injuries nor deaths, but in the open waters of the Atlantic Monday in the Eastern Caribbean, a 6.5 earthquake. This is SRN News. Well, Americans weigh in on the Bible and social issues.
According to a new poll of church-going adults released by the Family Research Council, just 47% believe that the scriptures offer clear guidance on the morality of homosexuality, and only 40% think this about transgenderism. The survey also finds just 51% of Americans who attend worship services regularly say the Bible is clear and decisive on the question of abortion. 59% think the Bible is clear about religious freedom. Michael Harrington reporting.
Massachusetts Democratic Congressman Seth Moulton says he will challenge longtime Democratic Senator Edward Markey in 2026, arguing that it is time for the party to embrace a new generation of leadership. Moulton could caught some flack for that. Some members of his party last year for rejecting transgenderism. This is SRN News. Another record-breaking session on Wall Street.
The S&P 500 rose 1.2%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.7%. The NASDAQ Composite jumped 1.9%. Every major index added to records set on Friday. The gains kick off a week packed with potentially market-moving news. The Federal Reserve will make its next announcement on interest rates on Wednesday. Traders expect another cut to interest rates. Wall Street hopes that a meeting between the heads of the U.S. and China on Thursday will ease trade tensions. Some of Wall Street's most influential companies will report their latest profits this week. Damian Troisi, New York.
NBA has started a review now to protect the integrity of the game in the wake of the unfolding gambling scandal. Several arrests have been made. NBA is now focusing on injury reports, which can often be exploited by gamblers. More details at srnnews.com.